As far as stories go, mine is the best one that I know.
That's the opening line of Old John Chapman Takes a Good Long Walk from the new album by the Washington, D.C.-based band These United States, which I think you'll have to agree is a pretty good name for a band this week. Their new album is called Crimes, and it's packed full of good stories and loose, raggedy-edged folk rock. Let's meet them. Jesse Elliott, hello. You're the lead singer and writer for These United States.
That's correct. Nice to meet you.
We're happy to have you with us. And you are accompanied by your bandmates, Tom Nato.
Hello.
And Robbie Cosenza of These United States. Hello, Robbie.
Good pronunciation. Hi.
I will just make clear that you're joining us from the studios of Minnesota Public Radio in St. Paul.
An institution, if you will.
So one of the first things I noticed about your music is that each song is almost a mini novel, what we'll call them novellas. And you're cramming amazing amounts of really American material and narrative into songs like Honor Amongst Thieves. So I know you're on tour right now. For those of our listeners who can't get to where you're playing, why don't you play Honor Among Thieves for us, would you?
Sure, sure. Yeah. Here, we'll just do sort of the last bit of it.
Seemed a good one for a CD called Crime.
Yeah.
A lot of fun.
That's the crowd in the drum box.
A crowd pleaser. So Jesse, you write a lot of these. What's your writing process like, and what's going on in this song? Samuel Clemens, who we all know, I think, is Mark Twain, is
yeah,
getting jackknifed. Yeah. What, in the parking lot of back in Hannibal, Missouri?
Yeah,
what?
It's unclear. We have certainly caught much flack for the amount of words and characters that appear in our music. And I think it's, I don't know, for me personally, I guess it's a way of coping with the serious amounts of information that exist in the world these days. I think stitching it together in some big chaotic patchwork is how I make sense of all the pieces that are flying our way and everyone's way every day.
Listening to this disc, I hear echoes of Bo Diddley, Bob Dylan, and on your MySpace page, you list Dr. Teeth and the Electric Mayhem. You know, we've got a clip of them. Here we go. The band from The Muppet Show.
I love it.
Dr. Teeth and the Electric Mayhem.
Oh, they're going to make it sound bad.
I'm going to explode an atom bomb.
Oh, that's a rare cut. It's a deep cut here.
We've got Crimes right here. Is there a track on this album that you think is particularly Muppet-influenced?
Oh, what would be the closest thing we come to that kind of brilliance?
I think Six Fast Bullets is...
Yeah, close. I could see that.
Let's go with Six Fast Bullets.
Okay,
I like
yeah.
this song a lot.
I got six fast bullets, baby. I never claimed to be a saint. I've got six fast bullets, baby. I'm not the kind you want to claim.
Yeah, I thought I could hear Animal on the drum track. Well, can we ask the three of you to do a live song for us? Your choice.
Sure. Let's do Speed of Light. It's a song called When You're Traveling at the Speed of Light. And it's the last song on this newest album, Crimes.
Okay, great. Love it. Thank you.
There's the Bo Diddley for you.
I heard Bo Diddley, and let's pay homage because he just recently left the planet Earth. I wanted to ask you your name, These United States, since you so recently put your band together. What's the story behind that? Was it because this is an election year and you were really thinking about it? Or?
No, actually, that name surfaced when we first started this project, like I was saying, a few years ago. I've always had a geographical fascination and a sort of philosophical, cultural fascination with all of the sort of pluralistic nature of everything that goes on in this great, big, twisted country. My parents drove us around in a Nissan Stanza from a very young age, and I had spent all over 48 states by the time I was like 14 or 15 years old. So they perplexed me, and why not pay homage to that confusion?
Well, you certainly debut at a time when the country debuts a new era, and it's been a great pleasure talking to you.
Yeah,
thank you very much.
The feeling is mutual. We'll see you around.
Jesse Elliott, Tom Nato, and Robbie Cosenza. Their band is called These United States. Their new album is called Crimes. You want to take us out on another song?
Sure, we could do that. This next song, this last song, is called Sun is Below and Above.
And I'll just point out, this is from your first album, A Portrait of the Three of Us at the Gates of the Garden of Eden.
Yes.
You can hear full performances from the session and songs from Crimes at nprmusic.org.